Okay, Matthew chapter 13, I'm going to read from verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And then down to verse 18, near the bottom of the page. Listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Amen. This is God's word to us this morning. Boys and girls, grown-ups, please keep your Bible open at Matthew chapter 13. I have a question for you today, okay? My question is, we've just had our Bible reading. When it was read out, how well did you listen? How well did you listen? Okay? Now, there's different ways of listening. Did you listen really well? Did you listen not so well? Did you listen somewhere in between? When I or anyone who stands up here and reads the Bible out loud or tells you a story from it or preaches from the Bible, when they stand here, how well do you listen? I was at a big conference on Friday. I said that with lots of people. And we heard three different bits of the Bible preached to us. And I admit, by the afternoon, by the third session, I was a little tired. I may even have been a little bit bored. And do you know what happens? Like you, my mind starts to drift off. This is terrible, but this is what happens. I counted that there were 46 bricks in one part of the wall. Okay? Isn't that awful? But that's what happens. And maybe you're here. I'll take these off for a moment, okay? Maybe you're here, and the minute I get up, read out the Bible, or start to speak from it, your mind goes to, I wonder what's for lunch. I wonder if I set the timer for lunch. Or maybe young people, you're thinking, I've got a lot of homework for tomorrow. Or you're thinking about something else, the game of football that's on this afternoon, or whatever it is. That when I get up and we hear from God's word and God is speaking to us and we just drift off. Over these past few weeks, young people, you guys have been out at Explorers. The grown-ups have been in here with me. And we've been seeing lots of different people listen to the Lord Jesus. And they've listened to him in different ways. Some have been really good listeners. Some have been really bad listeners. Let me tell you one of the things that the Lord Jesus told to the people of his day. I need a helper. I need a helper. Jamie, do you want to come help me just for a moment? Oh, yeah, come on. Jump up here beside me. All right? Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to lift up that bag. Okay? Okay, tell me, is it really light or really heavy? It's really heavy, isn't it?
No, not heavy.
No, it's not heavy, honestly. Okay, you can go and sit down. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much. Now, one of the things that the Lord Jesus said to the people of his day one time was that living life, not listening to God, was like trying to walk around with a big, heavy backpack on. Anyone else want to see how heavy this is? Josh, you want to see how heavy it is? No, it's okay. But imagine trying to walk around life with a big, heavy backpack. Imagine trying to go to bed with a big, heavy backpack on. That would be miserable. And you'd be tired all the time. The Lord Jesus says, if we try to live our lives not listening to God, not being good listeners, but bad listeners, life is a bit like walking around with a heavy backpack all the time. And it's tough. But the Lord Jesus said that he's come to give people rest. He's come, as it were, in our lives to take the backpack off. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said to a group of people just a few chapters ago. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." As we listen properly to the Lord Jesus, as we listen to what he says, the backpack can come off. I'll give you rest. I'll give you the rest that you're looking for. And the rest comes as we trust him to forgive all our sins. See, that's how we're supposed to live. Jesus died on the cross and rose again, so that we would come and find rest for our souls. So that we wouldn't need to walk around with big heavy backpacks on. Now that's just one of the things that the Lord Jesus said to the people of his day. And the Lord Jesus says there's a right and a wrong way to listen to those kind of things that he said. And in our story today, He tells a story, very famous, ears can come off for a moment, okay, about a farmer. Lots of stuff here today is going to go up on the board. That's right, Nathie. It's a farmer. And the farmer, we're told, had a field, and he planted some seeds, okay? Now, there was no tractors in those days, so what the farmers did was they walked around, and they scattered the seeds a bit like that. You guys, a bit audience participation. Wakey. Okay, Jamie, that's enough. All right? But that's what the farmer did. He walked around scattering the seeds around his field. And he says that the seeds fell in lots of different places. He says, one set of seeds fell on a path. And seeds on paths are really easy for birds to come in, for birds to come and eat. And when the seed fell on the path, the birds swooped down and ate it. Dead easy. Easy to understand. The Lord Jesus then said some of the seed fell on some stony ground. And because on some stony ground is rocks, it's hard for the roots to put, for the plants to put down roots. And they didn't last very long. The Lord Jesus said there's some other seeds, and the seeds fell among some thorns. And there, when the plant tried to grow, the thorns kind of coiled around it and choked it, and the thorns took all the good stuff. But he says there's another kind of seed. He said there's a fourth kind that falls on good soil and goes in the ground and grows, maybe like your tomato plants at home, and there's fruit a bit later on. It's a really simple story. But what's it got to do with being a good listener? Well, the Lord Jesus says that the soils are different ways of listening to him. Really simply, in the story, the Lord Jesus, I'm making a lot of noise here. Who threw all these seeds around? Anyway, the Lord Jesus says that the soils are different ways of listening to him. The soils are different ways that we listen and respond to his message. And he says three of the soils tell us about bad listeners. Let me tell you about them. He says the first thing about bad listeners. He says is that when we try to listen to the Lord Jesus and why he's come, about why he's come from heaven to earth to forgive our sins, and when we come and listen to that message and we drift off and count how many bricks are up the wall, or whether we've got homework, or whether there's a football match this afternoon, or whether we're hungry and we want lunch, he says, we've got an enemy called the devil. Now, some people might be here thinking, the devil? Is he real? I thought he was just there to scare little kids. Well, the Lord Jesus says that the devil is real. And he loves to stop us listening to God. And just as the birds swooped down and ate those seeds that were on the path, so when I stand up to speak or someone gets up to read the Bible out and immediately we're counting bricks or we're doing something else, the devil has come and snatched away the word, the message from us. The devil does not want the message of the Lord Jesus planted deep inside of you. He hates the Lord Jesus. He hates Christians. He does not want us to listen. Last week, there was a little bit of fear in our household of fireworks. And a young man in our house, at least one night, went to bed with these over his ears so that he wouldn't be scared. Now, when we come into church or we go to Explorers or we read the Bible and immediately we gloss over and count the bricks and what's for lunch and I've got to do my homework, we're putting your headphones on that stop us from listening to the Lord Jesus. And if we won't listen to the Lord Jesus, we won't know how to be rescued from our sins. We won't know where to find rest for our souls. We won't know where to find the love and forgiveness that he's come to bring. And we all need that. What else stops us listening? Oh, there's something else the Lord Jesus says. There was one type of seed that fell onto rocky ground. And because the plants didn't have any roots, it didn't grow. Plants like this one, if you put it in the ground, here's a little plant I brought from home. You put it in some soil, you plant the seed, eventually roots, I'm told, I don't know anything about this, but apparently roots will start to grow. And the roots help the plant start to grow as well. It takes in water and food, and suddenly you get shoots, and eventually you get a plant. Something like that, right? Good, excellent. Now, what does it mean for the seeds to fall on the rocky ground and because of getting no roots? Why, how does that make us a bad listener? What is Jesus talking about? Jesus says that you can come here week by week and listen to everything that's being said, but it really makes no difference at all. Yeah, you can sing the songs. You can pray with us. You can say amen, you can even give to this local church. But inside, nothing has changed. And Jesus says, in this parable, in verse 21, look what it says. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. When someone has not been listening very well, and they may look like a Christian, and they may enjoy coming to church week by week, but the minute one of their friends at school says, you're one of them Christians, aren't you? They say, oh, no, not me. I just go to church because my family do. I don't believe it. And you see, they've got no roots. And Jesus says, really, they've not been listening. What's the third thing that stops us from listening? Well, the Lord Jesus says, thorns. Got to be careful here. Now, the Lord Jesus says there was a seed that went in the ground. And it started to grow. But also in the ground were thorns. Use your imagination. They're still jaggy, okay? And they were growing at the same time. But what happened, like the weeds in my garden, if you don't dig them out and get rid of them, the weeds grow better than the plants. And the weeds took all the good stuff out the soil and choked the plant. What's this got to do with listening to the Lord Jesus? Well, he explains again that someone can come to church and listen to what he says. But actually, there's so much going on in our lives that we never really hear what he's talking about. If I was to go around the room, we could make a list of all sorts of things that people are anxious and worried about. For some of our young people, it may be school, it may be exams, some of them have got lots of tests coming up. For the grown-ups, it may be bills or money, or it may be your families that we're anxious about. We're maybe scared because of what our friends might think of us for listening to the Lord Jesus. It's not just bad things that can stop us from listening. Good things can as well. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting excited about the football. And the Lord Jesus says here that some people's minds are thinking about, how much money can I make? Some people just love, picking up seeds off the ground. What can I say? There's lots of things that may occupy our minds that, a big jaggy thorn might wrap itself around us, might block our ears from listening to the Lord Jesus. Lots of things stop those little seeds from being planted in us. Lots of things are like us putting on a set of headphones that keep the noise out. Lots of things stop us from listening and trusting that the Lord Jesus is our Savior who loves us and gave his life for us. But the Lord Jesus also says there's another way of listening. Because he tells us not just what bad listeners do, but he says there's a good way of listening. And I've called them this morning God's good listeners. God's good listeners. You guys know I like to do a few actions. Okay, it's really simple this morning. God's good listeners. God's good listeners. I was going to do God is good to me there, but it's God's good listeners. God's good listeners. Okay, you do it on your own. 1, 2, 3. Excellent. Dead easy. See, I like it. Nice and simple. And the Lord Jesus says there's a way to listen to him that is good. God, good. Listeners, brilliant, Jamie and Nathan. Excellent. What does he say is the right way of listening? Because he says that the seed that falls on good soil and it's going to produce a crop. Well, the Lord Jesus says to us that good listeners are those, believe it or not, who listen and are ready to listen to what he says. When Jesus speaks, good listeners listen. That means that when the Bible is being read out, or someone's telling us a story from the Bible, or someone's standing at the front trying to teach us from the Bible, what do you think God good listeners do? Brilliant. Good shout out from the back. Well done. They understand that listening to the Lord Jesus is the most important thing that they can do. That there is no one that they'd rather hear from. And especially as he opens his mouth and tells us why he came from heaven to earth to rescue us. But God's good listeners, well, they also understand. And by understanding what the Lord Jesus has said as they listen, they do what he says. That's what it means to understand the Lord Jesus, to obey what he says, to put into practice what he's telling us. And the way to start being one of God's good listeners.
Understand.
Yeah. It's to listen when he says understand. That we all need to be forgiven. And we say, Lord Jesus, I've sinned. I am sorry. Please will you forgive me? I want to follow you. You see, if we really listen and understand what he's saying, then we will do just that. And what God's good listeners do is keep on listening and understanding what Jesus says. It's nearly Christmas time. The next time that I do an all age like this, God willing, will be at Christmas time. Don't look so excited, okay? I know also that at Christmas time there are Christmas parties. Does anyone know how to play Pass the Parcel? Yeah, a few people know how to. Veeman knows how to play Pass the Parcel. Great. Excellent. Okay. Now, often what happens as the parcel goes around the room, doesn't it? Steady. When the parcel goes around the room, and you're hoping it gets to you really quickly, and when the parcel comes to you, steady, okay? You're hoping it flies around, but when it comes to you, what do? You go. Yeah, exactly. So slow. So that you hope the music will stop and you get to unwrap one of the layers or maybe even the present. When the Lord Jesus speaks to us from his word, we should be like that kid who wants to pass that on really slowly. We should want to hold on to what he says. Listen to what he says. Think, oh, I don't want it. I don't want this to go away too quickly. I want it to be right here. In my hands. Through the week, we got to remember that the Lord Jesus wants to be God's good listener. And when we leave this place, or explorers, or we're out at school during the week, we're not to remember there were 46 bricks in the wall. But we're to listen and understand what the Lord Jesus has told us that morning, today, tomorrow. Remembering his word, listening and understanding is the best thing that we can do, even when it's tough. One more thing, and then we're finished. The Lord Jesus doesn't actually say that he's a farmer who sows the seed. But I think it probably is the Lord Jesus. He's the one who's been going around preaching to people, speaking to people, if you like, throwing out his message to the people of his day. But as I thought this week, I wonder if all of us who love and follow the Lord Jesus are to be a bit like that farmer. Because he calls all of us who love and follow him, to throw out his message to others. And it's worth remembering that as we do that, there's going to be bad listeners and good listeners. Well done, Jamie. Some people won't want to listen, and they'll be like that seed that the birds swooped down and snatched and it's gone because we've got an enemy. Some will have no root. Some will be choked by the cares of this world. But some, when you hear the message, will want to be good listeners. They want to listen and understand what the Lord Jesus has said. They'll want to join us and become part of God's good listeners. How are you listening today to the Lord Jesus? Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, yeah, we ask this morning that you would help us to be good listeners, that we would respond to the Lord Jesus by listening and doing what he says, that we'd listen to his message to come to him to find rest for our souls, that we know that he is gentle and humble in heart, that he loves us and cares for us. And Father, help us to share that message with others, to be like that farmer scattering the message of the Lord Jesus, the seed all over the field, that others also would come and be part of God's good listeners. We ask for your help in that. In Jesus' name, amen.